This is VOA News in Washington. I'm Jeff Custer. A local activist in his year with ties to the military regime that currently controls the country has said the only way to avoid conflict in the nation between mutinous soldiers that ousted the democratically elected president on July 26th and regional nations who are threatening an invasion to reinstate him is to recognize the new regime as the ones in power. Activist Insa Garba Sayidu, a local who supports Niger's new military rulers with our communications efforts, said there will be no dialogue with regional countries until they acknowledge the new head of state. The West African bloc, ECOWAS, has threatened to use military force if President Mohamed Bazoum, who took office 2 years ago, is not released and reinstated. However, the junta has dismissed its warnings. On the streets of Niger's capital, Niamey, food vendor Musa Ahmed said Saturday he supports the coup and its leader, Abdourahman Tchiani, but believes the nation should return to civilian rule.
China should be in power for a while, but to negotiate him in short possible time to give the power to a civilian government.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky Saturday delivered an internationally focused video address thanking a number of nations for throwing their weight behind Kyiv in its struggle against Russian aggression. First, Zelensky hailed Greece's addition to the G7 security guarantees for Ukraine, becoming the 14th country to do so. In the message, the president said, "It's very important every week that Russia sees new international activity in support of Ukraine and normal life." The president also thanked Germany, the Netherlands, and Azerbaijan for pledging additional aid to the embattled country. Meanwhile, Russia's foreign ministry said Saturday it thwarted Ukraine's rocket strike on the Crimean Bridge, calling it a terrorist attack and vowing retaliation. Russia's defense ministry reported Ukraine